Hey everybody, welcome to Bear with Leif, episode 42, hopefully. Today I'm joined by the one and only Leah Spiegelman.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Excellent. I'm very happy to have you on finally. We've
happy
been trying to
be
do
here.
This for quite a while. So I guess without further ado, let's get in the episode. All right, bye. Leah,
yeah.
Who are you?
Hey, audience, I'm currently putting my number into Leif's phone. I'm a person. This feels like one of those questions that you're asked in Hebrew school growing up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, would you describe yourself? I don't know. I probably should say it with like an Israeli accent. As an American Jew or a Jewish American, and then you have a big existential conversation about which comes first and which comes second. Who am I? I'm a person. I don't know. I failed.
That's it? A person?
I'm a person. I'm Leah. Leah Spiegelman is my full name.
That is true.
Mostly. My middle name is Ariel.
Oh, I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great middle name.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I'm a big Little Mermaid fan.
Spelled like it, I think. A-R-I-E-L.
No clue. That sounds about right. Is there another way to spell it?
You could do it with two L's and an E.
That's not right.
They're both fine.
Eh.
I feel okay about both of them.
Fair.
Remember before when I was like, I'm bad at selling myself as a comedian because I'm not good at like putting my like selling myself and describing myself.
Yes, it's yeah, fine.
So
it happens.
At least I'm consistent.
You are a comedian. You have still this year my favorite bit I have seen all year.
Thank you.
Where you start singing, you have the whole room singing.
I
don't know. I won't give it away.
All right. I like making people sing.
But it's great because the twist is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I might be
every
a
time.
Song leader. That's what I am.
There you go.
Maybe deep in my heart, I am not a comedian. I'm actually just a song leader.
Hey.
That's my new
it's
fear.
Perfect. And your new fear?
Yeah.
Oh, that you're not
I'm
a comedian.
Just like
or
a,
that, yeah.
I'm like a song leader masquerading as a comedian who's not actually a comedian or a particularly good songwriter.
You know,
song leader.
I've kind of been wrestling with that too lately, where I'll be hanging out with other comedians and just how they're talking, and it always comes back. I'm like, am I just a podcast producer now? Like, is that all I do? Because I'm ahead of my stand-up just because I have a history of music and technical stuff, so I fell into it. But I'm terrified that is what I am now. I would like to be both. I don't mind being better at one than the other. But every once in a while, I'm like, I think that's all I'm good at. I don't think I'm good at stand-up. I'm not good at comedy. I think I'm just good at producing.
That seems like a very practical skill.
Which one?
Producing.
Oh, it does.
Producing podcasts.
But I want...
much more practical than being like, I'm a really good open mic comedian.
Oh, if only. I'm a terrible open mic comedian.
I've had
killer shows. I cannot buy a laugh at in open mics. I had one good set at an open mic in the last couple of weeks, and I rode that high for a week. It was amazing. I'm just not good at making other comedians laugh. It bugs me so hard.
Well, I mean, I did one show this year in Boston. I just did like a short set. Like I would say 5 minutes. I was given 5 minutes. I probably did six. So I felt like a real jerk. But it was so fun because no one knew me there, and it was a room full of non-comedians. It was like just it was such a different experience than performing for say an open mic or a show.
And then I see other people
open
and kill, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know, or I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
I think a lot of open or this is why. I think a lot of open mics are very This is already, I don't want to say it because it's so stupid. A lot of open mics are good for people who are like, I want to practice a setup punchline joke.
Sure.
And they're built for that. And that's why I am excited about my open mic every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at the Pine Box Rock Shop starting at 7 p.m.
It's actually a great mic. You should totally go.
Because it's a little bit longer and I want to create a space where you do other stuff. So I feel like a lot of the times when I go to somewhat more like, quote, traditional mics, the people who succeed are, one, just really funny and very good at stuff that is sort of like easily accessible for the audience. It is like a setup, it is a punchline, and it is funny.
It's easy.
And
then
you like get in, get out.
Yeah.
Get in, get a laugh, get out.
But then the funny thing is this is where my existential crisis, my perpetual existential crisis comes in. I have a few, they've done okay, but then they don't do well after a few times, which drives me insane. Yeah, I'll do the same joke three or four times and they get worse and worse and worse. And it drives me insane because I think they're pretty good. I think a lot of the stuff, a lot of my stories are pretty funny, but they're also ridiculous. So the first time somebody hears that, they look at me and they're like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer. But like when I go to open mics, the one thing that always kills, and like I know I'm not a joke writer, so I know I would never be like a killing at open mics, but the one thing that has killed every time, the stupid bear bit that you see me do, where I talk about bear safety. I think the one time I didn't do well was actually at your mic.
Oh,
and because it's like if I get real
don't
bored.
Come to my mic.
No, you should. That was my bad. I was terrified to do it in front of you and Crystal. I have this thing where if I talk about something with someone and over time I eventually get to do it for them, I'm like, oh, they have expectations now. I'm terrified. Mm. And you can watch me physically start folding. And it's such a bummer.
I had seen you do that, though, at Late Mike, I think.
Not Late Mike.
No Jokes Loud.
No Jokes Allowed. That was the first time I did it. That one was great. That really just turned into a conversation between me and Zach Swan.
Oh, okay.
Which was great. I loved it.
I think this is probably going to be historically incorrect. Do you like how I negate stuff before I say it? That's my setup is this is wrong. Don't listen to it.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the really cool things about Robin Williams.
Oh, my God.
Is seeing the energy. And like in general, stand-up, and I think particularly coming from an improv background, is like – figuring out how you bring the same energy to something that has been done before. And I think that is like actually not like that's a really hard thing to do.
Yeah.
To do something as if it's new and if as if you and the audience are discovering it together.
That's
really like that's something that's really hard for me. And that's something that I've realized too when I do stuff where I'm like, wait, but I did this and it did well and then it's not doing well and I don't know like what the difference is. And sometimes it's in that like delivery and sense of discovery and sometimes, you know, just stuff doesn't do well with every audience.
That is true. I have been recording. I need to start taping more of my sets because I can hear like if I'm just exhausted and I have to wait an hour and a half to get on stage, I'll be up there and just be like, here are the same jokes I've been telling. And it's like, there's no energy. There's no charisma. Yeah. It's me just being like upset. And it comes off that way. I have no poker face. I can't fake it. It's real rough.
Yeah. I like sort of
such a bummer.
Broke down at at BYOT, which is a wonderful mic at the UCB East Theater. Sundays at 10 p.m. I'm just an advertisement for open mics. Free mics, nyc.com by Leah Spiegelman on Bear With Leif. Because I was doing a not funny thing. I was playing a song that was just like a sad song. That's not even my own song. It's a song by Josh Ritter, but I've been working on finger picking or up picking.
For those of you at home who don't know this, Leah is a phenomenal banjo player.
Not the right adjective, but banjo
shaking her head hard. No, she came in here, took out my banjo, which has been sitting in its case for a year and a half and made it sound beautiful.
It's still in tune. It's a lovely banjo if anyone wants to buy it.
There you go. Please buy the banjo.
She's really good at sales.
There you go.
everything other than myself. So I went up. I was like terrified to do this already. But as I was saying before we started the podcast, is that I've been having a very hard time since the election finding humor in the world and writing.
Wait,
and
so you didn't vote for Donald Trump?
That's private. so I... I was like, I'm just gonna get on stage. And so I did this sad song, but I went last at the end of a very long mic, and I was like, well, I have no energy. And so I basically was just like, I was just a jerk on stage. I just took a little bit more time than I should have. And I also was like very nervous, so like broke down, and I was like, okay, well, this is that, but I guess better than maybe being like just going through it.
Oh my God. That's
It was horrifying, but it was
I've done
also
that a few
fun.
times.
It
I've
was a lot
closed
of
out
fun.
entirely too many mics in my life. But what I've learned is if I'm closing on a mic and it's been 2 hours or whatever, that when I go up, don't do jokes anymore. Do whatever. Do weird stuff I've always wanted
Right.
to
It
do.
probably actually was the okay time for that, because it would have been an annoying thing to go after. Although I've heard that a lot of my stuff in general is annoying to go after, or it's just hard to go
Wait, has
after.
somebody said that to you?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to say.
No, I shouldn't call it. Should I call him out?
Name names.
No, I think anytime you do something that's sort of like a little different than what people are seeing, it's like sometimes it's helpful for the host to call it out in order to transition. That's it.
Oh, I thought, okay, that if
So
they do it
that's
on stage,
okay.
that's fine. I thought they were saying like they came up to you and said that like
No, no, no,
personally.
no.
That would've
I
been
was
very
having
weird.
like
That was my
a dumb,
assumption.
obnoxious. A conversation about like running orders and like how do you and also going back to a conversation we were having earlier about like what like performing in different spaces. Like I've been thinking a lot about like I want to perform, I'm trying to perform more outside of New York City. And so one, I have no clue how one do, again, does comedy exist? Unclear. Two, assuming it does, also, which it's not been determined whether or not it does still exist. Most of the stuff that I've been doing, I'm like, I don't think I would do as well in like a traditional stand-up room or traditional stand-up club. And
Sure.
so
Yeah.
that's fine, but it's just like, okay, so what does that look like? And like, what spaces can I perform in that are different?
Gotcha. I'm not gonna bring it up because I don't want to talk about politics anymore,
Oh, we didn't
but
even. I didn't even acknowledge you when you said. Sorry, I've been having hand troubles. You're looking at my hand
oh
because
no.
don't get off technology, kids.
Yeah, do it. Your
It's
arms are gonna
ruining your
fall off. Your
hands.
arms are gonna like I'm gonna have carpal tunnel now. Like right this
Oh,
second.
I went to occupational therapy for my hands this year, which was not covered.
Oh, that's right. You have the brace, right?
I have a
Same thing,
brace. Yeah,
different
well, it
thing.
wasn't carpal tunnel, but that was. Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, I have bad
It's
thumbs.
just it's ju it's from like being on my phone and computer all the time.
Oh, it's sore right here. Real bad.
Yep, get off of it.
Yep.
Just go to the woods.
Also, great job changing subject again. I won't get into it,
Oh,
but
do you want to talk
we'll
about
talk.
politics?
No, I don't. I just heard a crazy statistic.
Ooh.
We don't have to talk about it. We'll go over it later.
Okay.
It was fascinating. This is terrible for the listener.
You're
Anyhow.
not going to say it. You're just going to leave them hanging.
All right, I'll say it. A recent poll came out, according to New York Times, that 50% of the people that have voted for Trump believe Hillary Clinton is involved with pedophilia. What the fuck? What are.
Yeah.
Oh boy!
Your thing's going red.
I know. It's real upset.
So I
Ah!
just read Hillbilly Elegy. Have you heard of that or read
No.
it? It's a book that came out this year, and it is by this guy named J.D. Vance, who's younger than me and much more settled. And it's a wonderful book about basically like his experience growing up as like a poor white person in Appalachia. And looking at like his family experience and the larger trends in terms of like migration patterns and industries coming up and industries going away and a lot of the sort of like culture, just the culture of those communities. And it's a very good read. I recommend it.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I can't work with that.
Right.
I can't open up to any of those people at
Right.
all.
Well,
There's no conversation to have with them.
Do you have a lot of Southern listeners here?
I am unaware, actually, of how many people exactly listen.
I'm trying. My goal for February, my February goal, is to do a little tour in the South.
Oh, cool.
And in part because I'm like, I don't know how people think in a lot of places of the parts of the country. But then I'm also like, oh, so I'm just going to like talk at them on stage. That's like, I don't know. But
still
it's an excuse to go there.
But also it depends on.
And we'll see if I can actually get some shows booked and what happens.
I used to be big on being like, oh, the South. But it really just comes down to cities. Because even in the
South, well, exactly,
cities
that's
are still
the difference,
totally
like,
liberal.
Exactly. Like,
I don't even like those words, honestly.
Right. And if I'm also being like, I'm not going to do well in a traditional stand-up club. I'm only performing in like alternative performance arty spaces. Like, obviously, those are going to be people who are more keen to my political views.
Yeah. But still an experience. I'm trying to do the same thing. We want to do DC, Philly, and Boston, and then hopefully the end of next year do LA and like the Midwest, like Arizona, I think. Mm-hmm. Me and a few friends. We have some connections here and there.
For stand-up shows or podcasts or
both? It would be for stand-up shows. Like if we get booked on the stand-up show, we'll go.
Yeah.
I'll bring the equipment and we'll just pump out a bunch of podcasts while I'm there.
Yeah.
Because that's also how you expand your fan base.
Yeah.
Or an idea that we had that we want to do.
I love it.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. It's unclear if mine will be more than an idea, but
let me know. If they cross over, we'll all go head down south together. I'm going to say it. I usually like doing it up top, and I got so distracted. I love giving compliments up top, and I have a feeling you're going to be one of the best people receiving them. You are genuinely one of the funniest people I've ever met, and I really appreciate you had me on your show. It was my favorite show I've been on. It was so much fun.
Thank you so much. You are hilarious as well, and thank you for doing my show.
I'm fine.
That's the Forbes Top 30 Over 30 currently happening at the Grand. The next one is January, I don't know, 18th, something like that.
I'm very excited. I saw that the other day. I definitely will go. It's fun because it's only comedians over 30, and there are not a lot of us. I see comedians all the time.
There get to be 20. more of us every day.
That is true. Yeah. There's definitely not less of us. Well, eventually we die, but that's another problem altogether.
Or like the nuclear war comes.
Well, you know, I do have to say,
I think that's going to be over the summer, so I think we have a good 6 months.
Yeah, we got time. I do have to say, I have lived much harder than I have.
Really?
And like, it.
Wait, sorry, what do you mean?
Almost like woke me up. Like, I'm doing more, I'm being more aggressive.
You mean since the election or since you turned 30 or what?
Well,
what,
definitely
since
30.
One.
But I'm 31 now. Which means nothing. I'm just pointing out, I don't know why I'm 31. Bragging. No, since the election,
sorry, I've been calling everyone girl.
That's okay. I get that a lot. My nickname is Grandma in several circles.
Okay.
So that's fine. Just since the election, it's just like, I haven't been doing enough. I need to be doing more. I'm going out more. I'm being more politically involved. I'm being more involved in a personal life. I'm being more involved in the podcast, in stand up, in my job.
That is like, great. I have been a depressed bum.
Oh, believe me, the first 2 weeks, I could barely get out of bed. I looked like a nightmare. People at work this week have been coming up to me like, I'm really glad to see you're doing better.
Oh,
because like
good.
I was just like in the corner, just like, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
But comedy, if I was not a comedian, I don't know how I would be able to deal with this.
I mean, I feel like I have done way fewer shows than I ever.
Oh no.
Than I have in a very long time.
Maybe that's the problem. We got to
get
more shows.
No, it is. I'm in it. I'm back from vacay.
She's back, baby.
I'm back.
Also, if I ever say that again, stab me. Please stab me.
Nah.
Please?
Nope. We have to promote nonviolence now.
Fair. I'll allow it. I was going to say something and my stupid bit got me sidetracked. It's gone. Totally gone. But Oh, that was it. I was doing open mics every night, and they weren't even open. Like, everyone went. No one told jokes. People were like, why?
Oh, right.
Just staying on stage, just screaming, like, who? Why? How? Oh, what wait. Are we doing?
Well, I had my mic after...
And it was so good.
After the election results. After the election. And I also was just like, we're just here. Thank you for being present.
Yeah.
And being yourselves.
It was, yeah, I don't think anyone did comedy for the first week. It was just yelling.
Yeah.
It was very, very therapeutic. Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah, I guess I should have done that. I should have just gone out to mics and been like, okay, being sad and unfunny.
So
which is
unfunny.
Surprising that I wasn't, because I go into most shows being like, this might just be sad and unfunny and I'm okay with it. But I guess it felt like if that's already my starting point.
It took everything I had to go to a mic. I had a joke I wanted to do, so I was like, I should just go do it. And I sat there, and for 2 hours, it was just people, literally, no jokes. People were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nothing happened funny. One person tried doing a set, and 3 jokes in, they were like, I can't do it.
Right.
And it just felt so good to be in a room filled with people just being like, fuck.
Right.
Ugh. What have we done?
Right.
Anyhow, let's get off that subject.
Okay.
Seize the day. Are you ready for the definitive Leah Spiegelman interview?
Wait, are you asking me or the listeners?
You. And the listeners.
No.
You're not ready for it.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, thank you for joining us. See you guys next week. Well, we're going to do it anyway.
Yes, okay.
I don't remember any of the questions, so I don't have them written down because I don't know where I put them. So we're going to do this. We're going to shoot from the hip.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number one. If they're not numbered, I don't know why.
Okay.
I very, very.
This is a
this
test
is why,
that I've already failed.
This is
like.
Why if I don't have things in my hands, things happen.
Okay.
Like now I'm, all right. Movies.
Oh.
Have. No. Wow. The one question I've asked 42 times I fucked up. What is the movie you've seen the most? Seen the most? Yeah. And it's usually...
Probably The Sound of Music.
Yeah, that's
I was
about
told
right.
by my brother.
As a youngin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you could put a number on that?
He said that I used to watch it like every day for a while. But I don't remember that. But that's possible. I've never been a big movie person, actually. My parents are not big movie people. But I do believe that I probably watch The Sound of Music a lot and like Mary Poppins a lot and like maybe The Wizard of Oz. But Sound of Music for sure. I don't know, a lot.
Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a wee young thing.
That's what happened to me. I got I'm gonna say it again.
So a lot of people say that, Sound of Music.
No.
Oh.
You're the first person who said Sound of Music.
Oh.
But everyone usually said, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know. And they'll, like, try to put a number to it.
Right.
Mine was Spaceballs because I got it at a surprisingly young age. I've seen it over 100 times. That's all I'm going to say about
it
this week because everyone hates that I say it every week.
Okay. I feel like my brother was into Airplane also, so I probably saw that a bunch of times.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know what else. Yeah.
No, that's all. That's good.
I have a short attention span. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Me too. I'm real bad. That's why it took me forever to set this stuff up. Like, you were playing the banjo beautifully, might I add, and I immediately was just like, I had no idea what I was doing.
Oh, no.
It took me an hour to set this equipment up. It should take 5 minutes flat.
Oh, boy.
I had... Great. It was I loved it. I was happy
that
somebody's
like playing
my banjo.
That's something where I the time just flies.
Yeah.
I don't but that's I guess different.
That from what?
Like different like it's a different sort of one I think there is some I feel like I've researched this and I'm sure it depends on the style, but there is something like very meditative about playing the banjo because of the rhythm of it. Probably
I could see that
with both clawhammer and Scruggs style.
That's awesome. You play clawhammer, which is old school and tough as hell.
I think bluegrass seems harder to me, but
oh really?
Yeah.
Well, I played bass, so all I really did was introduce my thumb. So for me, it was an easy like. But doing clawhammer, which is the opposite. No good.
Yeah. So, yeah. That
I couldn't even. I've tried it a couple times and immediately was like, nope, hard pass.
Yeah. I finally just got myself to learn there's like an some old time players like will do a picking with one, with like two or three fingers, but often like two finger. And so I finally just got myself to like learn a little bit of that. And it was very hard because it's so like, it's become so counterintuitive to like how I play now.
It's the opposite of what your hand. And the thing is, even with your thumb, it's not the opposite top to bottom. Your thumb still, I believe in Clawhammer, do you still use your thumb down or is it thumb up? Yeah. So it's not up to down. It's not completely different. Yeah. It's just a little different. So then you also have to change the motion of your, it's counterintuitive. You said it way better than I did. Here I am throwing out words, hoping something would stick. I was like, no, you got it. You nailed it.
But it does seem like I will probably much more easily like play for half hour or an hour than I will like sit and watch something on TV or like watch a movie.
Yeah. That's understandable. Yeah. That's I wish. Are you a perfectionist when it comes to music or playing instruments?
Most things.
Just instrument. I mean, I was answering to most things.
But like, yes and no. Like, there are a lot of things that I do in my banjo playing that I would really like to work on that I don't work on.
Yeah.
Like, very good at like keeping a steady rhythm, and I have not forced myself to work on that in a way that I would like to. And so there, so that yes one's, and yes and no.
Like that's like very heady shit. Doing a solid beat all the way through a song,
but
like
that's
without
like the
a metronome.
Crux of it, I feel like that's like everything else is icing on the cake. If you're like that's supposed to be the core of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard you play a few times now, and it sounds great.
It's not.
Yeah, that's very true. You're a very good
musician. No, I'm
not
steady. I mean, I've gotten better, but I'm not like
I will fight
I don't
you
have
on
a
this.
Very good I mean, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But like I'm not someone who
we are literally proved like, yep, oh, you are a perfectionist.
Okay.
Because
sure.
You're a great.
Well, I think I also try, I mean, yes, perfectionist in terms of like I feel like I know some really good players out there, you know, so it's like, yes, I'm a perfectionist in terms of I'm like, okay, I've been playing for like 4 years, but like I'm not as good as people have been playing for 20, so like obviously I suck.
Yeah,
and
I don't
some
know.
People just have really good rhythm. Some people have like a really good like internal clock.
That's true. The reason I kind of stopped playing is like I'm not great at it. And it was coming so slow to me. I played for 2 years and I felt like I went nowhere. Yeah. And even
Well, I'm not really improving much right now, which is too bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having like regular lessons and I'm not like there are a few ways where like I just like was talking to a friend yesterday about like learning. So she's a fiddler. So like learning the same songs together so we can like play together, you know, so I don't have
fun.
Any, but I currently don't have any sort of like structure in my own self-guided learning.
That's
which I would like to do.
I had some structure. I was playing with a few friends for a while.
Yeah.
Then they had to go have kids. And then since then I've just not played really. Honestly, the banjo for me is just a vehicle for me to sing. Because that's fun. I enjoy that.
Interesting.
But I also, I like having something in my hand when I sing because it distracts me. Because
but
if I'm just singing, I'm
terrified. Harder to play when you're, to sing when you're playing bluegrass than Clawhammer? I assume your audience knows the difference between bluegrass and Clawhammer.
Whatever. This conversation's for us. I'm happy to have it.
What I've heard, that it's like harder to sing.
I think if you're starting from a base knowledge, like no previous knowledge or anything else. Yes, I could see that, but with my bass background, really all it was incorporating my thumb, and like the patterns
upright,
are different,
right? The other kind,
I
the cool
both.
Kind, okay.
the cool kind,
cool kid kind.
I played electric bass.
Actually, upright bass
for
is fucking
time.
Awesome.
It's awesome,
it's
and I've
badass.
Yeah, I've played that a few times. It's a lot of fun, but for the most part, I just had an electric bass.
Yeah,
but. All it is incorporating a thumb and learning the patterns, where Clawhammer for me, it's not just am I learning a new thing, but I also have to unlearn all the twitches that my fingers already knew how to do.
Yeah.
So I could see that, but for me, it was much easier just jump in and play like some, and it wasn't even necessarily bluegrass. It was bluegrass-ish, but like a lot of Old Crow Medicine Show or
couple times. Like the Rolls or whatever they're called. I don't know.
Yeah. Old Crow Medicine Show and like Avett Brothers, I think we ventured into. Just mm-hmm. simple things that are fun to sing, yeah. kind of rock out yeah. to. I love talking banjos. I miss playing. Love
you
it. Should, yeah, I do.
I know. You gotta, the banjo's no longer for sale. He's going to pick it up again.
I'm picking it back up, guys. Get away from it. No, seriously.
Do you know that
offer
our,
money.
Do
you I
know
will
that
sell
our
it
friend, Crystal Beth, who hosts the Forbes
who
Top
she?
30 Over 30 with me.
Hmm? Who's Crystal Beth?
She just got a banjo. A four-string tenor. And she's going to start playing. I recommended a teacher to her.
Gross.
So now we're going to have a three banjo band.
Oh, just like, tore the world.
Of mediocre comedians.
Oh, my God.
Three banjo
band. It's
going
to be so bad.
It's horrible.
I love it.
Horrible idea.
I'm in. We're doing it. I can't wait to do it. I'm very excited. Can we gonna learn some real fun stuff.
Oh, my God.
I'll get a bass. I'll play the bass.
Okay.
I'm
I'll
so,
get a,
I'm
I kind of
want to
get a banjo uke, even though I make fun of ukuleles.
I love ukuleles.
Okay.
I hate, they're so cheesy, but just jamming, just like having a ukulele around, they're so light, and it's like you just have it around, you pick it up, you strum a few chords, you feel better.
Yeah.
You don't feel worse.
No.
They're great. There's so much fun to play around.
I want one. I want a banjo uke, but the irony is that it's like tiny and will be more expensive than my banjo.
It's gonna. Those things are expensive. Yeah, because the banjos have to be handmade. And especially something that small and specialized, it's gonna be rough. I almost got a banjo bass a few years ago. I considered it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But then if I'm gonna buy any instrument next, it's gonna be like a nice rock and roll electric bass.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had more opportunities to do that with people and in music that I love bluegrass, but no matter what, I'll always go back to, I'll always go back to punk or rock and something like that. And it's still fun. Like it's fun. I have a lot more fun doing that. So I would go back and probably do that.
Yeah.
But they still look so cool. A banjo bass.
I also want to learn how to make banjos, but I've wanted to do that for a while and it's hard to find.
I saw that people. Message.
I post it every few years.
I actually may be able to get you into contact with someone. We'll talk about that later.
With
it's
who?
Weird. It's it a good friend of mine.
Okay.
One of my best friends. He knows someone who makes banjos.
Hmm.
And he makes them from scratch.
Where?
Vermont.
Yeah, see, that's everyone. That's fine. I mean, I'm going to have to travel for it.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Well, it's a thing. Either I can maybe shadow like a luthier around here and or do like a little stint somewhere else.
Yeah. Do you think, do they have people that do that stuff
here?
There are.
There's just like not, like I found one guy in Massachusetts or Vermont or something like a year or so ago when I was looking and I like contacted him and he was like, oh yeah, I used to do a class, but I just moved out to California or Seattle or, you know, like somewhere on
somewhere
the west side. And then like I found another class that's at like maybe like Warren Wilson College or something. But when I found like the last time they'd offered the session, they were like, this was canceled due to low enrollment.
Oh, no.
So like, you know, I think people have like classes. They're just. Yeah.
I wonder if you could just.
There's
like,
not so much demand for that.
Not at all. But I like that part. I'm almost more interested in making instruments than I'm just playing them anywhere.
Right.
Like I would love to learn.
Running in Brooklyn a banjo making workshop for like gourd banjos.
Oh yeah.
Which would be cool too.
Which is kind of like the original banjo.
I mean,
that's where they came from.
Like
they came from Africa.
African.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at that. I know a little bit about that's a little awesome. Bit. This is great. Who is right?
Sorry, what?
Who is right?
Oh, I don't understand. I don't understand any of your questions.
Who?
Is it like Dr. Seuss?
Is?
Like the alt-right?
Right.
Who is correct?
It's
who is on the right versus
totally,
the left?
Totally up to you.
I'm bad at this.
It can mean anything. There's no wrong answer. It's just
so
who is
you
right?
Just answered it. There's no wrong, then there's no right.
That's actually a great answer.
Bam.
Damn. Mic dropped. Please don't drop my mic.
Who is right?
Oh, you're not sticking with that answer?
No, I'm sticking with it. I just don't think I understand the question. on the deep level it's supposed to be understood on, but that's okay.
It doesn't even have to be. Some people are just like me, or like I don't know, that person, this person.
I think I'm a pretty empathetic person.
Honestly, your answer was my favorite.
That's the end of it.
your answer, I was excited to ask you that question. I like that question because everyone answers it totally different.
Oh.
Which is why I will ask it forever. It's one of my favorite questions. How you answered it was great.
Great.
No, are you kidding me? That was my favorite.
I love positive reinforcement. I love it so much. I gave someone positive reinforcement the other day who I don't know very well for like ordering well at a restaurant, like a bar. And they were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I think it was a great order. It was like, okay. And I was like, it was a great order.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm positive. I like doing it. But the funny thing is, like, even with, I usually make fun of my guests, but I can't. You're too nice. There's nothing I can make fun of you for.
You can mock me.
What am I going to mock you for?
We just spoke about banjos for like 30 minutes.
Did you see how giddy I am?
And I said I wanted to learn how to make them and that no one, not enough people in the continental U.S., also want to make them enough to like make up a class of eight.
I know, but I genuinely started tearing up because I was like, this is great. I haven't talked about banjos in a year and a half. The only time I've talked about banjos is probably the last time me and you were throwing ideas back and forth. So who knows? Yeah. I genuinely am having a great time.
Me too.
Turns out I'm a genie. You have 10 seconds and 3 wishes. Go.
Trump to not be our next president. Ten seconds. Oh, you're counting.
Time is
up. That's all I really want right now. I'm fine with that.
You know what? Best answer I've had. I'm taking all 3 wishes. We're tripling down on
that. It's just all that.
I'll let you do 2 more wishes.
I would like to go back in time.
Oh, don't. We'll get there later. Back in time.
What? No.
Nope. We'll get to that later. Don't you worry. Separate question.
That's not fair.
You're going to ruin my other favorite question.
I would like us to have met somehow more of the social economic needs of both, you know, all poor communities in the United States so that there was a little bit less anger in this country.
You are truly the nicest guest I've ever had, which is not saying a lot, but you are a genuinely nice person.
Also, I want to be able to swim underwater, but like for a long time.
Like a long time.
A long time.
I wish it wasn't for a long time, just if you could do it at all. Just 10 really, feet at a time, that's
I'm
all.
I'm bad at swimming underwater. I'm okay at swimming underwater, but I didn't like scuba diving as much as I thought I would.
You've been scuba diving?
Once.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want to go scuba diving so much, but I can't because my ears will explode and my head will explode. Yeah, I have real bad ears. It's such a bummer. I have a hard enough time.
It wasn't that great though. So I feel like you'll make fun of me for this too. I went in Thailand to a place.
Thailand! sorry, that's not a good one.
It's not a funny part.
Actually, my friend's a scuba instructor there.
Oh, really? Where?
Is he? I kind of lost track where he was. He was in South Korea, then he was in Thailand for a while. I don't know if he went back to South Korea or he's back there. It was just a random fact I like throwing out there for no reason. But hey, Tim, if you're listening, love you, man. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Hey.
I think on Koh Tao. I was just talking about this recently with family. Mm-hmm. But it was like overcrowded with like, it's so touristy that it was just like, you were just like, oh, humans are shitty.
Oh, humans,
you know,
are
like
worst.
We were just like, like destroying the coral and the animals, the fishies.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yeah. And being like, do we really need we really need underwater also? Don't we have enough?
Next is space.
What?
Next is space.
Right.
Space, we're coming for you.
We are.
Actually, that was.
We have. I feel like I just heard something about there being like too much space garbage.
Probably.
Because of like they're like sending out things to like clean up the space garbage.
Yeah, because
humans have like shat all over the place.
When they, whether it is a satellite of any form or things that come off of, I want to say rock shuttles on their way up into space. when they hit a certain level on the gravitational field, they just go around in circles. Like, or and old satellites, when they stop working,
so they just hang out
there. They just hang out
there
and
down?
Keep going around in circles around the, yeah.
Jesus.
So there's a lot of junk out there. That's true.
I mean, if it's the end of days, we've earned it.
Yeah, are you kidding me? So yeah. Bad. But yeah. Yeah, there's actually a real funny cartoon. I really wish I know who wrote it. Also, I hope I don't slaughter it. But it was Earth. Nope, I'm totally lost. I'll show it to you later if I can find it. I'll try to explain it maybe next week if I'm feeling strong enough. I'll throw it out there. Okay. I won't. Nothing came out.
Who's your guest next week? Do you know?
Oh. I completely forgot. This is our first episode of this year, 2017.
Oh, this is it. Oh my God. Happy 2017, everyone.
We did it, guys. Things are looking up already. I hope we make it to this episode.
I feel like we're at Y2K, but
But like actually.
Yeah.
Everyone like lost their mind. Computers aren't going to be able to tell the date.
Yeah.
Like that's, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think one computer we had to restart and it was okay. This time, though, I don't know. I completely forgot about that. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Damn it. That's all I wanted to do up top was talk about New Year's resolutions.
Really?
And I forgot.
You know what? I don't. So I do. I feel like a lot of people have been starting to like post about New Year's resolutions. I do a lot of my New Year's resolutions type of thinking and processing around in the fall, around the Jewish high holidays and sort of like post summer, which also lines up with when I took a career coaching class a while ago. But I usually do that around like the Jewish high holidays. So that I think I will need to this year because, you know, the state of the world. But I don't typically do New Year's resolutions.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I usually make half-assed ones. Like maybe I'll do that. Like 2 years ago, I was like, I should do more open mics. And I was like, maybe do one a week. And then I went through the roof and went way past that. This is the first year I made two legit resolutions.
Really?
And I failed both of them.
Oh.
I was going to do 2,000 miles on my bike. Okay. I barely made 1,500.
That seems good.
I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
And then the other one is I rock climb. I wanted to get to a certain level. I did not do that.
That's okay.
I'd be more upset. But on top of those, like still making a conscious effort and still pushing for it up until the as far as I could.
Yeah.
I also now have started a podcast network and have done, I think it was 12 shows this year that I was booked on. And between the two, it was really mostly because of those two things. If I did a show or if I had mostly the podcast, if I had to do a podcast, I couldn't ride my bike or I couldn't go climbing. I had to go record.
Right.
And there was no way I would have thought I have what? 8 podcasts now, like, or at least in the process of 8, 5 that are out, 3 that are in the process. So it's a bummer, but I'm so pumped that I got to do that stuff.
Yeah.
That's so much cooler than anything I would have ever imagined I was going to do. So it was a bummer, but I'll take it. I'll take the win.
That's good.
Yeah. What is the magic word?
Please.
I like it. Time travel. When, where, why? Go. That's why I stopped you earlier. It's a whole fun question we have to play around with.
I mean, will there be a time when we know? Well, I guess the time when we no longer only think about the election will be when shit gets worse and then we think about that, right?
Sure.
I really feel like I wish that Russia hadn't hacked into the DNC's emails.
Okay.
And affected the election.
So you'd go back and change that?
Try to change that. I mean, I guess like they talked about that, you know, like that was on the table in the debates. So, and you know, in terms of people's willingness to like hear that or see that as something that's potentially wrong, I don't know. You want me to have something fun? Am I supposed to be on here as a comedic guest?
Nope. You're on here as Leah Spiegelman.
I do wish that I had gone to Northwestern and dropped out. That's sort of the thing that I'm sad that I didn't do.
So you would go back to tell yourself to drop out?
I didn't go to Northwestern. I went to Vassar for college. Oh. And I sort of wish that I'd gone to Northwestern because it was a little bit bigger. It was in a city.
Sure.
And it's around comedy.
Yeah, Vassar's much smaller.
And then I would have also dropped out
but
to do Second City.
Very nice. Very good schools.
I didn't even apply to Northwestern.
Oh.
But I wish I had gone. I wish I had applied, gone, and then dropped out to do comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, college was, I don't, yeah, college was
There's
real
weird.
There's
also great music there, too. There's the Old Town
Chicago?
School of Folk Music in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's got great stuff out there.
Chicago's great.
They got it going on.
It's cold.
But it's also cold here,
yeah.
So.
It's cold, and I'm like such a Debbie Downer. And a lot of gun violence.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, around here is not much better.
No, they keep having like
I mean,
record.
Out there it's much worse.
Record highs or lows. Highs, whatever. It's a low high, but like gun violence, which is too bad because they've also, I'm not a funny person. They also have like really interesting, they've had some really interesting like gun violence prevention efforts in Chicago that have been mirrored in New York with using the same approach. But sadly, there's still more violence.
Yes.
I guess I'm more like my mom than I realized. What? Can you just find joy? Nope.
You're stranded on an island.
Yeah.
You can bring one thing. What is it?
Oh, I did a sketch for an audition with this premise. Stranded on an island?
Yep. One thing.
Really? I probably would bring my banjo.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd bring a boat.
What?
I'd bring a boat.
I wouldn't. I'm kind of over people.
That's a good point. Yeah. I take it back.
I mean, it depends. How far is the island from land?
No rules.
You're going to just like boat for days?
I'd rather live on
you
the boat.
You could also build a boat.
Ooh, there you go.
You can build a boat.
Bring tools.
Because I haven't taken a banjo making class yet, I don't know how to make a banjo.
Actually, a legit answer to that, a tool. Probably a hatchet that has a hammer on, like the hammer / crowbar on one side and then the hatchet on the other.
Right.
Probably do that.
Yeah.
That's like my real answer to that.
That's true.
But usually I'm just like, plane, boat, whatever, a raft. Sailboat.
Well, I didn't know if it, like
house.
I would bring a plane, but if I could also bring a pilot, and I didn't know if that was in okay with the rules.
No rules.
Well, you said one thing.
Nah.
Okay.
Oh, I also forgot to say where would I go time traveling this week? I would go to I'd go 4 years from now just to see where we're at. I'd come back, but I was just pure curiosity.
4 years from now.
Yep. Just see what's going on.
Do you think that we're going to, do you think there's going to be a 4 years from now?
Yeah.
You don't think we're going to die in nuclear war?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
What do you think it's going to look like 4 years from now?
That's the thing. That I don't know.
What do you think?
That's the thing. For the first time in my life, I just don't know. Usually it's like, okay, the other side won. Like when George W. Bush won, I remember being like, man, this sucks.
But even that was like, I don't think anyone would have predicted how we upended the world order. I mean, we didn't really, affected.
And in the end, it was total shit. But the thing is, this is it's such a wild card.
It's so much worse. I genuinely cannot envision what the summer will look like.
I don't know. There's so many weird things that are happening, and just apparently no one has to, like, they don't have to follow rules anymore. Like, everything that has been in place for hundreds of years since our country has been started, they're just throwing out the window because, and the thing is, they're all, the Republican Party's in charge. They have all the stuff.
Right.
So we're just in a situation, it's like, they can just do whatever they want and then change the rules as they see fit. And it's like, until somebody actually says, oh, you can't do that, and they put a stop to it.
Or until other people stop playing by the rules.
Or exactly, if other people stop playing. Yeah, and like we're just getting to a point.
But I think
like,
a lot of us are natural rule followers.
It's just getting to the point. I don't know. I just don't. My hope is that it just crashes and crashes and burns. Mm-hmm. So in 2 years from now, we get some more seats back. 4 years from now,
right.
we have control.
Mm-hmm.
But to get to that point, I think we're going to do some real stupid things. Or if his incompetency keeps going the way it is, nothing may get accomplished because it's getting so cartoonish and out of control that I would expect someone to just be like, no, you can't do like people in his party. They're like, we know you're wrong on this. But the thing is, they're all falling in line behind him.
Right. And he's appointing a lot of people who are sort of like misfits who've been shunned from the system. Who
I'm trying to be so optimistic, but we're not going to make it 4 years, are we?
I don't know.
Oh, you do, don't you?
No,
it's not good.
I don't know.
Oh, we can't end on this note.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want to play a quick game?
Yeah. Do you want to know my bear facts?
Oh my God, we totally forgot the bear facts.
We didn't. We just remembered.
I know, but the idea is to do it up top and then get.
Oh.
It's a real dumb bit.
Okay.
Don't worry about the bear
no?
facts. No. Aww. Well, no, you did the work. Let's talk about bear facts.
I didn't.
Facts.
I made my cousin do it.
Is your cousin listening to this right now?
Right now, no, but maybe in 2 weeks from now.
But if they hear you say 2 weeks from now, that'll be incorrect. And then they'll be really confused because that means they have to listen to it in 2 weeks. But then your opinion hasn't changed. It's still 2 weeks from now. And their head explodes.
Okay.
No, no, we can do it.
No, we're not doing it.
We should totally do it.
No, it's over.
Oh, no.
It's over. If your past.
No, but if your cousin's
it's
listening
gone.
To it, wouldn't
bears
it be
no
really
longer
nice?
Exist.
Oh, bear. Well, there's time's running out. They killed over 600 bears in the New Jersey bear hunt this year.
Why? On purpose?
Every year they go on they do a bear hunt.
Why?
Because there's too many people and too many bears interacting, and people are dumb. So
I just pictured
it's dangerous.
Like humans and bears dancing.
And somebody butts in, and
that's
just
what you
a big
when
fight.
You say interacting. I assume that they're dancing with
yep.
one another.
Lots of dancing,
like just sort of like ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Or
oh,
like
I wish that'd be great.
Like Cajun, maybe. That's what I picture.
I like it. I'm on board.
That I feel like
I already gave my
there shouldn't
fact.
Be too many of that.
There's just so many. Oh wait, are you saying too many dancing or
too many bear human dances?
There's not enough. If there were more bear human dances, we would see that they are not a threat.
Right.
It is mere human incompetence that continues to put us in threat.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave my bear fact. Where's yours? Come on, do it for your cousin, the newest Bear with Leif fan.
Did you know that bears can see in color, unlike many mammals?
Ooh,
the most shocking part
one.
Of that is that many mammals don't see in color.
That's the biggest one. Yeah,
what the
I didn't
fuck?
Know that many. I knew a lot, saw in black and white, but I didn't know it was that many.
How sad is that?
That is sad.
Can you? Oh my God, you're like living in Kansas still.
That's a great Wizard of Oz reference. Mm-hmm. I would have laughed more, but I'm exhausted from life.
That's really funny. From
it was a good reference.
Just,
a good reference
a
deserves
reference.
A good laugh
a
and a high five.
Does good, it, though?
Yes. If I was closer, I'd high five you. I like a good reference.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 53 minutes.
We're oh, good. Wow.
Yeah, time flies when we're having fun. Mm.
Are we going to end on the note of bears and humans dancing?
Cordially? Yeah, I think that's a good one. That's the world I want to live in. Bears and humans dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you want to play the game.
Oh, sure.
You want to do a quick round?
Sure.
All right, let's plug stuff. We'll do a quick round and then get out of here.
Great.
So where can we find you? Where can people be like, where is Lee Spiegelman? I need to hear more Lee Spiegelman.
Oh, I'm on Twitter at Leah's Spieg. Also looks like Leah's Pig. I am putting up a solo show at the Pit on January 11th at 9:30 p.m., I believe. I am...
Ooh, definitely going to that.
I have a twice a month open mic at the Pine Box Rock Shop every second and fourth Tuesday, co-hosted with Andrew Ritchie, which is a lot of fun. So come out if you're nice.
I'll be there.
I'm going to be, and I'm going to be in the South a little bit in February. And if anyone wants to book me in LA and shows in the last week of January, I'm going to be in LA. Please don't rob my house. I'm going to have cousins staying there. That's enough. Check out my website for dates if you really want to. LeahSpiegelman.com.
Cool. Awesome. You guys know the deal with me. BrainMachineComedy.com. We have a website that looks great. And you can look at all 5 podcasts that have been released and maybe even a little something extra extra. You can't. There's nothing extra. I don't know why I always say that. More stuff's coming soon. At SaidLaif on Twitter, at BearWithLaif on Instagram, and find me there. We'll talk. We'll have a grand old time. I want to hear about what your New Year's resolutions are. Cool. All right, let's play a game. I'm going to try to explain this to you. Are you sure you have time?
Yeah.
You're good? All right, we'll do a quick one. We'll do 5 minutes, and I'll get you out of here.
Okay. Scared.
You should be. It's not. It's really simple. It's a really dumb rhyming game, first and foremost.
Oh.
So the idea is we choose, it's called Pitch It.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is we choose a show
mm-hmm.
that we watch.
Mm.
In this example, we chose Mad Men.
Mm.
So what you want to do is you want to think of a rhyme. Before you say the rhyme, though, like, okay, I've got a good one. Pitch the idea.
Okay.
And then say the rhyme.
Okay.
So if we're doing Mad Men, I would say Don Draper is battling depression in Sad Men.
Mm.
And that's it. It's silly.
It's like an At Midnight thing.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Sure. I don't know. It's just a silly rhyming game
okay.
that I like playing. Me and my friends okay. used to text it back and forth to
oh,
each other.
Oh, you go first.
Okay. Well, first we need to find a show.
I like Last Man on Earth a lot. Do you
Last
watch that?
Last Man on Earth. I still have to see it.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Love Will
I
Forte.
I love it. Will Forte, love. Please hire me.
Kristen Schaal.
Love Kristen Schaal.
She's
Hero.
Amazing. Oh my God. She's so good.
Hero.
So good. Okay.
You should watch that show. Well, you know what? You should watch it and see if you like it. And if you like it, you should watch more.
I'm sure I would love it. It's one of those things that's like, I know if I watch it,
yeah,
I'm going to have to binge it.
It's great.
Yeah. I should just do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. I'm
that's
going
like
to.
That's the only show I watch.
Oh, that's the other question. Recommendation. Nailed it.
Last Man on Earth is my recommendation.
Cool.
For
all
everyone.
Right.
But so, not everyone likes it, and that's okay, because you do you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so Last Man on Earth.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine in a while either.
That's really good. No, let's do Last Man on Earth. I'm trying to think of
but
things
you don't
we can rhyme
watch
with.
It. What
oh, it
shows do you watch?
Oh, I don't need to watch it. I just
the
need to know
Dick
a character's
Van
name,
Dyke
but it's, I'll just go with Will.
I don't even know the character's name.
Will Forte.
Really?
So I'll say like Will Forte.
About...
No, you're.
Did you watch Search Party?
Nope. We can do. I don't need to know anything about the show
you?
Because we're literally changing ideas.
Oh.
We can just do Last Man on Earth. Do you want it to? Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Great.
There's a few. So we'll say Will Forte is feeling real cool under the last fan on Earth.
Oh.
That one was real dumb.
No,
that
was, that's great.
That's a bad start.
Is it okay to have silence on a radio show?
That's why we do the plugs. So then when we do the game, it doesn't matter. It's
know.
If people stay this long, then we'll get real silly.
Last. I don't know.
Will Forte schemes up the last plan on Earth.
Last plan?
Last plan on Earth.
What?
We keep rhyming.
Oh.
Rhyme with whatever you want.
Oh.
Change it. Make it whatever. There's almost no rules.
Will's character plays guitar in The Last Jam on Earth.
There you go. Nailed it.
Thanks.
Will Forte finds the last can on Earth?
Does. No, I don't know. They have a lot of food in storage that they find.
Well, all right. That's ruined.
Oh, sorry.
Will Forte plays a lot of video games on the last LAN on Earth.
Oh.
It's from a nerds out there from old LAN parties.
Even when there's nothing to eat, no one wants the last can of Spam on Earth.
Ooh, I like that.
Is that offensive? I've never had Spam. Some people eat it.
It's yeah, fine. It's fine.
God, fucking northern elites.
You throw it on, you cook it up
fucking
on a grill.
Yankees.
I've had it. It's fine. It's a Hawaiian thing.
Really?
Yeah, that's where it started, right?
No,
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I believe you now. Fact.
Fact. Will Forte defies all scientific logic in the last man to give birth.
Oh, that's a good one. First and last.
Yep.
Well, maybe not first, depending on how
well,
you define.
Who knows?
No, because you could say there's like someone who is a man but has female.
Yeah. So.
Reproductive organs.
Yeah. There you go. Done.
All right. Anyway. Last. Will changed his name to Stanley because he wanted to be the last Stan on Earth.
I like it. Will Forte gains 100 pounds in The Last Man of Girth.
Oh. I guess it's all about Will.
It's just because it's the only character. It's either that or, oh, Kristen Schaal. Here we go. Kristen Schaal has a ton of money in the last, oh, that's why, because last man of wealth.
Woman.
Woman of wealth. That's not. Worth. Worth. The last woman of worth.
Nope.
The more I try to make it sound like it's supposed to fit, the worse it sounds.
Want to play banjo?
What?
Want to play banjo?
Me? No. Yeah. Do you want to play banjo?
No.
You
I
sure?
mean, always, but...
You don't want to send us out with a nice tune?
Not for...
Come on. For everyone to hear. Yeah. Nah, we're good. It's been an hour. I told you I'd get you out of here 15 minutes ago.
Oof.
Time's
Lies.
Flying. Lies. Listen, this is a gotcha podcast. I got another one, suckers! But in all seriousness, you are a wonderful person.
Oh, thank
I'm
you,
so
too.
Glad to have had you on. You are genuinely a funny, gracious, wonderful person. Gracious, no, I'm gracious that you're such a funny, wonderful person. That's it.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
This was very fun.
I'm glad. I hope that is
delightful.
True. Because that is part of my existential crisis. I don't know. People always are very nice, but is it fun? Is this
oh,
a good thing?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Time flies.
Yeah.
Time just flew. It just like flew.
Yeah.
Out the window.
But it's also probably because we're delirious. Like we're both busy people.
No, I'm
time
still in
flies.
Vacation.
Are you?
My brain is fuzzy as fuck. Yeah.
Oh. We don't swear on this podcast. I am just kidding.
My brain is fuzzy like a bear. And you're welcome.